Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I hope everything is doing well with you this evening. I seem to be getting a lot better and feel more chipper, and I'm walking almost a mile a day, and that feels really, really good to me. And I'm sending love and light out to a lot of different people. We had a wonderful time on the Dr. Fred show last night. There was a gentleman that called in and remembered that I had sent him energy a year ago, and it was really nice talking to him for the few minutes that I did at the end of the show. But he remembered a very strong blue-white light that came to him and changed his life, and it was on the radio. So that was a lot of fun to hear from him, and he remembered me from a year ago, and that's really impressive for me that somebody would remember that kind of energy. And it's wonderful working with people that that can remember that. Anyhow, it was a lot of fun last night. We were talking basically about the necklaces, and we were talking about the projector and the platinum projector I have, and I've been doing a lot of work with that. I've been doing a lot of work with the DNA. We were talking about the DNA and the RNA and how that actually comes out of the body, and I'm able to see above it and below it, and actually, for some odd reason, God's given me the gift to be able to heal that. Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Yes?
This is Judy. I'm calling from Western Pennsylvania.
Hi, Judy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, dear. What can I help you with?
Well, I have, first of all, my husband was telling me about your cancer, and I've been there, and there's an end in sight, so hopefully it'll work well for you, too.
Okay.
And I have, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, honey, please.
I have two requests to ask you. First of all, my husband and I both have a receptor.
Yes.
And we were wondering whether or not we needed a change in the stone.
Okay.
He has a sapphire, and I have an aquamarine.
The aquamarine right now is a stone that a lot of people should be using. What do you need? It feels like almost you need a ruby more than the aquamarine right now.
Okay.
The ruby itself fires everything up pretty good. It'll fire everything up. Let me get my copy of all the gems. I'll walk right over to my area here and pick that up so we can double check. But it feels like a ruby would really be good for you. Do you feel run down a little bit?
Well, that was my second request. It's a health request. I had surgery on my right knee in the spring.
Okay.
And then, so I was off work, and then I went back to work, and then developed problems with the circulation in the bones,
mm-hmm.
of both my
mm-hmm.
knee and the inflammation in my right knee. So I've been off again and resting that leg.
Right.
And just starting now to get back into doing some more, spending some more time at the gym and.
Right.
Seeing whether or not
right.
pain will continue or go away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think what you need, I'll tell you what a ruby does. Actually, garnet might even be better. I knew it was red. The garnet is good for physical energy boost, digestive imbalance, integration, regeneration. The body is adrenals, liver, kidney, and pituitary. And the spinal column, and for blood. So it really does a lot. And that's, I knew the stone was red. I'm glad I picked this chart up so we can take a look. How have you been feeling otherwise? Have you been feeling run down?
No, not really. It's, it was difficult using the crutches for those 8 weeks, and now, you know, my knee is still sore, but I've been trying, because I want to get back to work.
Right.
And my knee has still been sore with the increase, like actual standing, that pressure standing. But
mm-hmm.
other than the health-wise, I've been good.
Are we talking about the right knee or the left knee there?
The right knee.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Actually, the colors look very nice in your knee. But you're getting some pain there, are you?
I am. I don't think the doctor's sure whether or not there's still problems with that circulation or whether it's just arthritis that was fast coming on from the surgery in May. I mean, I had no knee problems prior to that.
Right.
Surgery, he said it can. You can get arthritis, you know, and you can get it like in 20-year span in a couple months.
Yeah. Yes, you can. He's not wrong there. What I'm doing right now, I'm above your head about 4 feet. And I'm actually looking down your chakra, and I'm going right into the right knee right now. You should be able to feel the energy going down through your body. Can you feel that?
I believe so.
Good, honey. What I'm doing is just making sure that everything's wide open here. Okay. Let's just take a look here. You should be grounding more. Can you feel yourself grounding more? In other words,
I'm going to give it that effort to ground.
Pardon?
I'm going to give the effort to feel grounded.
Don't give it the effort. Just allow it to happen.
All right.
You just let go of everything and allow that to happen. Because what's happening is that you've been above the knee, and what we need to do is get you below the knee also. Here we go. Now, you should feel like your eyes are looking, in other words, instead of being all the way up in your head, it should feel like your body, you should feel the energy down in your gut area. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I feel it going down from my head.
Yes, good, because that's where you need to be right now. Yeah. Now, you should be able to feel the energy in that knee pretty good right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. What happened is that sometimes when we have the operations that we have, we come out of the area where the operation is because sometimes it could be painful or it could be nerve-wracking or it could be just a physical and mental brush against your system. So what happens is you leave that part of the body even though it needs to be healed. So what we're doing is taking you back into that part of your body and allowing that to be healed. Now, you should feel very, very grounded and very centered right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Good, honey. Good. Good. Do you feel stronger?
I feel steadier.
Good. Good. That feels really, really good. Yeah. Bend your knees. See how that feels now, please.
I don't feel any ache or anything there.
Good. 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 Can you walk around on it and see how that feels?
It's not bothering me right now, no.
Good, honey. Good, good. What we did was open up the chakras, all your chakras in the body, and what we did was just balance you out. It doesn't take very, very long to do that. I've been doing this for so many years. It should feel a lot better.
Oh, wonderful.
Good. Now, your head is opening up more in terms of energy. By getting out of your head, the spiritual awareness that you're carrying around within yourself is actually opening up in your gut, which is causing it to open up in your brain. The fifth brain is actually in your gut. So what we're doing is opening that up for you and allowing you to breathe through that and just enjoy the energy that you have. So we're just opening you up to that now. That feels really good to me. You should feel yourself opening up. You should feel your body actually opening up to more energy and more of you. That feels really good. What part of Pennsylvania are you calling from?
Near Pittsburgh.
Near Pittsburgh. I'm from Philly originally.
Oh, okay. I just
born and raised in Philly. So I love it down there. I have all my relatives are there, and I go down there 4 or 5 times a year and mess around in Philadelphia. It's so great.
Yeah,
matter of fact, the King Tut show just left Philadelphia and ended up going to Toronto, and it's going to be up in Toronto for the next 6 months. So that should really be great.
So there's so much traveling.
Yeah, there's so much doing in that area down there. Wow, there's so much doing for you. You're going to be noticing some changes. There's going to be a lot of energy coming to you. What I would do is you're going to have a lot of black leaving your body. So once in a while, you'll see darkness. Please do not be afraid of that. That's the stuff that you don't need anymore in your body. You're opening up to new energy. And that should help you out tremendously in your life. So that'll be going on for the next month.
Okay.
Okay, but you'll be receiving light all the time, even more than you've received before.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
Yeah, so you'll be able to feel a lot more. Your peripheral vision is going to be a lot more. Do you have any, as a matter of fact, it is, do you have any green plants in your house? Do you have anything that's colorful in the house, pictures, artwork?
I do watercolor, and I'm standing beside. We just cut down a Christmas tree last weekend. So
oh, cool.
All nice
cool.
and green right here.
Yes. Are you looking at the color? Take a look at the color. I think you'll see it a lot more than you saw it 5 minutes ago.
Well, it's very green.
Yes. You'll find when you go outside tomorrow, the colors will be much, much more vivid. Just enjoy that, because what's happening is, as you open up to more energy, everything around you will become more colorful.
Oh, wonderful.
Everything will be more pronounced, and that'll help you out a lot. Geez, that's a beautiful area down where you live.
It is. It is.
It's a very nice area.
Yes, it is. Very nice people.
Oh, yeah. Very, very friendly. Very friendly. I know when I go to Philadelphia, I have some friends who live in Pittsburgh, so it's a nice area. Very pretty. I think you get down there, is it off 15, if I remember correctly?
Off 51.
Off 51, okay.
Mm-hmm, past, a little bit west of Pittsburgh.
Okay, gotcha. Isn't State College there somewhere along the way?
It's between here and Philly.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Towards the eastern side of the state.
That's what I thought, yeah. Well, I hope everything goes well for you. I'm sending you an awful lot of love and light.
Thank you very much.
And you should be able to feel that energy. What I'm going to do, your aura is very open right now, so I'm going to take my hand, and I'm just going to press against your aura. I think we're about 400 miles away from each other. So you should be able to feel that little pressure against your aura. Can you feel that?
I think I am, yes.
Yeah, good. I've been telling people over the last, I think, a year and a half since I've been on the radio, that the aura is eternal. It actually goes right to heaven. And so people think that the aura has just opened a foot, but it actually goes right to heaven, and yours is quite open, so I think you'll really enjoy that a lot.
Wonderful, thank you.
You're quite welcome, and call again if you need my help. Please do.
I will. Thank you.
Is there anything I can do for your husband?
He's been having shoulder. That's pretty much why we chose the stones we did for the receptors, because he has like shoulder. His right shoulder bothers him.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of physical labor,
mm-hmm.
and so that's one of the reasons why we kind of chose the stones we did. I chose aquamarine because it helps with the immune system, and my cancer that I had in 2003 was in the non-Hodgkin's.
Right.
But you get to the point where things just start hurting, and you don't want to complain because you're not really that old, but yet, you know, things just start hurting.
Right. How old is he, may I ask? Can I ask
how
old he is?
59.
Mm-hmm. He's a young guy.
Things start to hurt and ache, and then, you know, you look around, and everybody else is complaining, too, a little bit.
Oh,
so
sure. Oh,
I'm not
sure.
Quite sure, you know. But he talked to you one time about his knees, and because he was having trouble with his knees, and he thought that you helped him, and then my daughter got him these magnet things. They kind of look like a something you see on TV, but they seem to be helping him too. They're
good.
He wears
good.
A mesh strap under both his knees.
Good. That's terrific. He needs to drink a lot more water. He's not drinking enough water.
Okay.
That would be really important for him.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's listening, so we'll increase his fluid because he does take a large container, but it pretty much lasts him all day.
Yeah, he needs
of water,
to drink.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he needs to drink a little bit more. He's doing well in that area, but he needs to drink more. It will really help him out a lot. Does he drink spring water?
No. We have a couple filters on our water line.
Okay.
Although it's probably better than nothing, but it's not as good as it could be. But you can see the.
That's okay.
You know,
it's the idea of it's the idea of getting water into the body. It's so important.
Okay.
But if he's doing okay in that area, he's doing okay. I'm just checking his pH balance. Yeah, he's doing okay in that area. He's doing all right.
He tends to be a little more basic, and I tend to be a little more acidic.
Okay.
We check our pHs.
Right. Now, I found out through my guides and through meditation, and this is what I've heard, is that acid, if you stay in an acid level, mine was 4.2, and that's how I created cancer. It needs to be at least 6.97, somewhere in that area between the acid and the balance. And I think that once you get into the homeostasis level, no diseases such as cancer can live in that kind of acidic levels. So you need to have that balance between the acid and I forget the name of the other, but it's real important to have that around 7.
Yes, that's what blood is like 7.
Right.
4.
And believe it or not, blood thinks and blood can feel. Everything in the body actually feels, even the muscles. We have a tremendous gift that the spinal fluid, which everybody thinks is just in the spine, is also in the muscle. And that's why we're given, when you get a massage sometime, you'll feel the energy. I've had people get a massage and they can remember themselves pushing a wheelbarrow when they were 5 years old because they're the cerebral fluids that travel through the muscles actually cause that to happen. So it's an amazing part of the body that really makes it different than anything else. So it's really wonderful to do. But there's a lot going on with your knees right now, both knees, as a matter of fact. There's a lot
yes,
of energy
actually the
going
left
down.
Too, but not as much
yeah.
as the right.
Yeah, but you're doing good. Your right knee is okay, isn't it? Your left knee's okay.
Yeah, he thought the arthritis was showing up in that knee too, but it doesn't bother me as my right knee just a lot less.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah. No, it looks
like
pretty good to me. It looks really, really healthy.
Wonderful.
Not that bad at all. So thank you so much for calling.
Thank you too, Steve.
Absolutely. Call me back again anytime.
I will. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
It's really lovely talking to people and trying to helping them get back into balance again. It's so wonderful. If you guys know the number to call here, please do. It's a lot of fun to talk to you, and I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can. There's so much fun involved in energy. It's just a growth that really, really happens, and it's fun to really work with an awful lot of lovely people. And the idea of it is that even that I still might have cancer or I'm over it, I won't know for 3 months when I go back and do a CT scan. It feels like it's over, but, you know, you never know. I'm very optimistic that things will work for me and things will work for a lot of other people. So I'm working my way into healing cancer that I've never done before. So I'm working on that area. Maybe that's where I'm being led, and maybe that's where I need to work now. So I'm going to be working very intently trying to heal my own cancer now. But the big thing is right now is the RNA and the DNA. We were discussing that last night on the Dr. Fred show, and for some reason God has given me the gift to pull out the DNA and actually change it and make it cleaner and better and the vibrancy of it to go up. So I've been able to do that, and I'm working on that as much and as fast as I possibly can for myself. And I know that there are some other people out there that I've been working on. I have no idea who they are. I've been seeing the DNA, and I know that we're clearing that as fast as possible. And so I think what we're doing is a lot of great work out there with people that are maybe have cancer and the DNA, and we can change the DNA, and hopefully, God willing, that will take care of cancer. I can't guarantee that because I don't know yet. I'm really, this is new for me, and so this is what God is showing me, is to work through the DNA and the RNA and the atomic structure. So that's what I've been doing, and hopefully that's the answer. Don't know yet, but it's only been 3 weeks for me, so hopefully that will help me. If it helps me, I'll certainly try to help as many people as I possibly can. So anyhow, getting back to energy, the one thing that I found out that's very important for any kind of diseases or anything of that nature is love. We need to use love. We need to use compassion with ourselves and understand that we need to be gentle. It's so important to be gentle with ourselves and to understand that that ability is not hard to attain. All we need to do is to let go. And what we're letting go is the negativity, because what happens as the dark energy recedes from us, the white light will come in and the dark will leave. And I truly believe that I've been blessed enough to be able to see that, that my master showed me to do, I guess about 30 years ago. So I've been able to help other people with that and myself. And it's good to be able to do that and to help as many people as we possibly can. I have to remember that I need energy for myself too, and that's something that I didn't take care of, and we need to allow ourselves to heal ourselves first, or to take in the energy we need to rest and to give ourselves the quantity and the quality that we deserve. And so that's what I've been doing with the energy, is just to bring it in and keep it to myself for a while. I was off the radio for a little bit because I needed to really gather my insights and my energy to be able to work with myself, and then, of course, to be able to work with others. So I'm returning to the others the last couple weeks, and it seems to be really good. Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Dominic from England.
Hey, Dominic. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. Apart from, I feel as if I'm being buffeted around by all the energies.
Yes.
I don't, energy shifts and whatever. I don't know. It's just like my heart keeps beating loudly all the time, and you know, I'm incredibly nervous these days. And
well, there's a lot of energy coming in, Dominic. A tremendous amount of blue-white light. I'm trying not to put a color on it, but that's the color that's coming through. And the white light is coming through very, very strong, more than we've ever had before. So I think what's happening, Dominic, is I would just let it go and just receive the light without worrying about anything.
Okay.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes. It's just very extraordinary. Gosh, you know, I don't, it's been quite a tough few weeks, actually. Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy coming in, new energy that's coming in very, very strong, and it's coming in heaven. And I think what you need to do is just let go, allow yourself to breathe through it. Don't try to figure this out at all, because it's way too much energy. Are you with me, Dominic?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah, good. What you need to do is just let go, allow yourself to enjoy the energy. I think what's happening is that sometimes when people get this kind of energy, they don't enjoy it because it's so strong that it throws things off. What you need to do is allow it to enter your body and be gentle with yourself. Don't try to figure it out. Try to understand that don't understand. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to write this down, these are three things that I receive.
Okay.
It might help you a little bit. Delete yourself from understanding.
Belief. Okay.
Delete yourself from understanding. Okay. Learn to let go.
Yep.
And be gentle with yourself. And don't judge any, don't judge anything or anybody. And the important thing is to love yourself, Dominic. This kind of age, we need to love ourselves more and to be gentle. So I would just let go of anything that you're trying to do right now and just accept the energy that's coming in. It's extremely bright. It's extremely filled with a lot of love and wisdom and compassion. So allow that to come through. Sometimes when we're dealing with love and compassion, you're going to start getting rid of a lot of old energies that you don't need. And what will happen is, as the light is going in, the darkness will start to leave. And I think that's what you're feeling, Dominic.
Thank you. I can resonate with that. Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So I think that's what's happening, my friend.
Okay. Well, thank you much indeed. And I'll speak to you
again. You're quite
time.
Welcome. Good. Just
bye-bye.
allow yourself to be gentle with yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You should be easing up now. I'm helping you out as much as I can. Can you feel that energy going through you now?
Yes, it's kind of very gentle.
Yes.
I keep seeing that the Virgin Mary.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Virgin Mary, for some odd reason, I don't know why. She's been in my room for the last... I'd say for the last 3 weeks, and I don't know why she's there, but she's there. I've had her in my room for about the last 15 years, 20 years, and she's been healing people in my room when I would work on it. And so she's quite a lady. Are you seeing her in blue and beige? Is that what you're seeing her in?
Yeah, I definitely caught the blue, and then also the beige. It's trying to work out what was that color, and then it certainly was beige. Yeah,
right. So
and she's wearing a white dress, and there's some kind of
beige is on the outside. That's correct. Yeah, and the blue is there too.
The blue. She's got a blue headdress or something.
Right.
Outer robe and a white dress and this. The beige,
yes, it's beige and blue on the outside and white dress on the inside. Yes.
Yeah,
that's how I see her.
Well, you know, I really wanted a, you know, that's really fascinating for me and my experiences. Okay.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you're seeing that. There's a lot of people who are going to be seeing that a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like when I'm experiencing energies from people, it's... Now, I might pick up something, I have no idea what it means at all, and then thinking, well, what is the Virgin Mary doing here? And then you suddenly mention the Virgin Mary, and then, oh, well, these things are coming through correctly, but now I might pick up things and people have no idea what it's about, and they won't tell me, and I have to let go of these things.
Yeah, you have to let go of them. Even sometimes when I see the Ark of the Covenant, I can go into the Ark, and but I don't make it my own. I just look at it, I enjoy it, and then it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in other words, what I'm saying to you is, enjoy what you have, but let it go. It's not ours. It's just
Indeed.
A vision. It's a beautiful vision, and God's giving us the right to see it, and just let it go. It belongs to Him. He's just showing it to us.
Yeah.
And this energy is beautiful, by the way, that's coming in. You seem to, your heart's opened up more.
Yeah, so much more relaxed.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy that, my friend.
Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, absolutely. Take care.
Okay, I'll let you go now. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So it's this new energy that's coming in, and our friend in England, what I told him was basically, I'll reiterate what I said, is that the energy is coming through and it's very, very strong. Please, what you do is just let go. Allow that energy to come in and go through you. What happens is that the energy is much stronger. You'll start feeling less toxic at the moment, and then all of a sudden you'll see darkness and then you'll see light. And the reason that you're seeing that is because when the light goes through you, and it's such beautiful light and it's very, very strong, that the darkness that's inside of you will start coming out. So it might last 5 minutes, it could last 10 minutes, and it could last 24 hours. But allow that to happen and don't be afraid of it. Whatever you do, please don't be afraid of this wonderful light. It's not going to hurt you. It's light from heaven, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So if you can't see it and you can't feel it, but you feel agitated or you feel shooken up or you're shaken up or whatever, go through it. Don't be afraid of it. What I can do, if you need some help, call me or listen to the show and I'll balance you out. Not a problem. I'm more than happy to do that to you and for you or whatever you'd like me to do. So allow yourself to breathe through it and enjoy this tremendous light that's coming through from heaven. It's really enjoyable, and it'll really help you tremendously. It's just a matter of opening up to more love, more gratitude, more compassion, and you'll start feeling a lot better about it. So things are happening, and the energy is only going to get a lot stronger. So allow yourself to begin feeling and letting go the energy that is inside of you to be able to receive the energy from the outside. So that's really important. And when it comes to people, please, this is a good saying for you, don't allow the outside forces to upset your inside forces. So what I'm talking about is the energy coming through from heaven. Allow that to go through you, but don't be afraid of it. Allow yourself to feel the feeling of wonderfulness just passing through you and allowing all the stuff to change with inside of yourself. And what will change is the DNA, the RNA, the atomic structure, your breathing, your brain. Everything will change for you with this wonderful energy that's coming through. Please don't be afraid of it. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. If anybody else is out there that needs some help, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you with whatever thing that we can work with tonight. What I could do is continue talking about the necklaces and the energies that it can create. I know Fred and I were discussing the necklaces last night and the power that's coming through to allow these necklaces to really hum and really go to work. They are tremendous, and one is called a nuclear receptor, and the other one is called a projector, and they're really a lot of fun, and they really do work. They come in many different color stones. The stones is what causes the vibrancy along with the necklace. So in other words, if you have, if you're ready for a diamond, the diamond is the highest frequency we know in terms of gem. And what that'll do is that the pyramids that are on the front and the back of the projector, the nuclear receptor will take on the energy of the diamond, which is very bright, very high, and very clean. So it just changes things tremendously. Other stones like the aquamarine and the garnet, different things of that nature that cause things to change rapidly. That's what's going on today, and it's happening at a very, very fast rate of speed. So the reason I'm suggesting those necklaces is that it's very, very good to wear something that actually does work and will help you. It will help you with the DNA and the RNA. It'll keep you smooth. But anyhow, if you can't afford it, or you don't know where to get it, or whatever the case may be, you can look under Paradigm and be able to look under Dr. Fred Bell, and you'll be able to see those beautiful necklaces that he has, and they really, really do work. However, the necklaces don't hold a candle to the love that comes from heaven, and that's the truth. The necklaces do work, but the energy that comes from heaven is so important to get in touch with. So don't shun that away. If you feel tremendous energy and you're getting a little shaky, allow it to leave. In other words, what you're doing is that you're opening up to the energy that's coming from heaven. Allow that to go through your body. Allow it to feel. You're talking about God's love. You're talking about the energy of heaven. So that energy is coming down and will help us tremendously. It will change things in your life, and that's a good thing, because we really do need change. We need to make the earth a cleaner, better place to live on. And we've done a lot to create a lot of creation on the planet, but we need to make it a lot better. And we can do that through love, harmony, compassion, and through understanding who we are and allowing that to work. I think nature is so beautiful. It's so important to get in touch with nature. She's absolutely wonderful. One of the things that I learned, and I gotta tell you this. I remember sitting with a wonderful woman by the name of Cecile, and she was teaching us in a class that if you take stones and you rub them together, or you click them. In other words, if a bird comes by and makes one chirp, you make one chirp. If a bird comes by and you hear three chirps, you make three chirps with the stones. In other words, if you hear chirp, 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 and then you go bup, bup, bup with the stones, the birds will talk to you and give you three more or four more, whatever the case may be, of chirps. And I remember in about 10 or 20 minutes, I had about 20 or 30 birds all within about 10 feet of me, and they were chirping away like crazy because I was listening to them and they were listening to me, and I really had a good time. Trees love us tremendously. They do have eyes. They do see us. The soul of the tree is really beautiful to look at. It looks just like us. It usually is between 4 and 6 feet high at the base of the tree. If you have the ability to see in, you'll be able to see, and it looks just like us. The only thing is, it doesn't have arms because the arms are the limbs of the trees. So it's really beautiful to see, and you get used to that. And when you hug a tree, you'll be able to feel that energy going through you and cleansing you. Nature loves us tremendously, and we have gifts to be able to get in touch with that. And there's a lot of times I'll go out into the woods and I have a bad back, and I'll just sit down and put my back towards the tree. I'll take my hands, put the back against the tree, and I'll touch the tree with my hands. And you can actually feel the energy from the tree going through you, or if you hug a tree, it's really beautiful to feel. And once you start opening up to the energies, once you start opening up to the multi-dimensions that start happening, and you allow that to happen, you'll be able to see a lot more and feel a lot more. Believe me when I tell you, that energy really does that, and it's really, really good to get in touch with that kind of energy, because it's total love, and it really has tremendous compassion. So anytime you want to get in touch with that, please do. Just hug a tree. You'll feel such love from it. I remember the first time when I saw the eyes of the tree looking at me, and I was allowed to go behind the eye and take a look out and actually see the same thing that we look at. So they see what we see. There's no blockage, and they look at us just as we look at them. And the amazing thing is that they feel love and harmony, and they send that to you all the time. It's really remarkable the amount of love that nature has for us, even though sometimes we might not have it for nature, but it's something that's who we are, and you can't shut off from your own nature. And it's very important for you to get in touch with that and to work with it with the best of your ability by letting go and letting just that energy to fulfill a need that might be in your body that you need. And it's just wonderful to see, because grass have got eyes, flowers have got eyes. I've seen them, and they're absolutely gorgeous. And to think that we're the only ones that can see is not there. Everything sees. Grass sees. Trees see. The flowers see. Animals, everything sees. It's just absolutely wonderful. And if you want to have some real fun, go outside. I know now it's the wintertime, it's pretty cold, but in the summertime, and maybe even winter because I haven't tried it yet, go outside and ask for the wind to come and ask for a gentle wind. And lo and behold, I think within like 30 seconds as you're sitting down, you'll be able to feel a wonderful breeze coming through you. Now it wouldn't be so wonderful, but it'll be a breeze anyhow. And you'll be able to feel that energy going through you and opening up to more energy. So it's really important to do in terms of keeping up with the growth that we have, and to be able to get in touch with those kind of energies. It's just absolutely wonderful. I was at a party, I think it was last Saturday, if I remember correctly. And I was talking to a young lady, I guess she was in her mid-50s, and what happened was is that she was telling me some intimate details about a family member, and I was able to change the energy, the dimension, put her in a different dimension. We were talking to each other. Nobody heard what we were talking about at the party. So there's things that you can do. Once you tune into the universe, you can actually change energies to be able to talk to somebody filled with room, and not them to be able to hear what you're saying or talking about. It's really amazing when you can do that kind of work, and it's not hard to do. All you need to do is want to change the dimensions in the room and to be able to talk to somebody without anybody else knowing what you're talking about. So those things are available to you, and there's no reason why you can't get in touch with that kind of energy and to be able to talk to somebody as you're talking to them in a different dimension. But that's just a couple of good things that, you know, we can actually do for each other. And it's wonderful to be able to get in touch with that, because I don't think there's any distance that would stop you from talking. I think it's something that you can talk to even if you're a minute away or 30 seconds away, to be able to get in touch with that kind of energy and to be able to talk to somebody and help them as much as you possibly can. So those energies are available to you. We can actually change that for you right on the radio, on the BBS radio, that you'll be able to talk to people in different dimensions without anybody else hearing that, even though you're in the same room. So there's a lot of things that are happening at a very high speed of level of energy. And you need to know that it's available. And even to know that the more you work with your energy, the more secure that you'll be, the more that you'll become grounded, and the more that you'll be able to see. So what I'm saying to you is, the more grounded that you become, the more energy you'll be able to see, the more energy you'll be able to feel if you allow everything to go and you're calm. It's real important to be calm. Sometimes I believe that they open up the energy here for people to take a look at 6:45 or whatever time it might be when it starts getting dark out, and to use that kind of energy to be able to help yourself and to help somebody else. So you always want to be in tune and to be as grounded as you possibly can, and that's when things really start to happen. If you're more grounded, you can do things at a clearer rate rather than to think that you can do something at a high speed rate not being grounded. You have to be grounded to get in touch with this kind of work. It's very, very important. The more grounded you are, the more open you become, the more you'll be able to feel these kinds of energies that are around you. So what we'll do this evening, we at 6:46, I will spend about 3 minutes and just get everybody as grounded as I possibly can right on the radio program. So if you want to tune into me, just allow, that's it, just allow yourself to be in the center field. Wonderful. That's great. That's wonderful. Keep your mind occupied with nothingness. Just allow yourself to open up to all this beautifulness around you. That's it. You should feel very grounded, very centered right now. That feels really good. Your mind should be very clear, very concise. You should feel very grounded. That's wonderful. Allow that energy to engulf you. That's not coming from me. It's coming from heaven. I'm just showing you how to do this. As you're breathing in, you're becoming more grounded. You should be able to feel that. Okay, you should be able to feel that light in your gut. You should be able to feel just a lot more, as a matter of fact. You should be able to feel your energies opening up more about you. That's great. Good. You should feel a lot more grounded. You should feel yourself much more open around you. You should be able to feel the aura around you and about you. If you can't, it's really beautiful. It feels really great. It's wonderful. Ah, yeah, that feels so much better. I hope you're enjoying the energy as much as I'm enjoying just allowing that to go through me to you. So it really feels wonderful. Your mind should be very clear, and you should feel less agitated and more positive. It feels really, really good. You're doing great. It's so nice to feel that kind of energy going through you. It feels really, really healthy. That feels great. What we need to do, basically, is to mention that with all the love that's happening, learn to be gentle with yourself. It's so important. Please, whatever you do, be gentle. Don't rush. Allow it to happen. I know that we're all in a hurry to get where we're going, but sometimes when we're hurrying, we can't get to where we're going because we miss everything along the way. Allow yourself to enjoy the entitlement of your own self. Learn the ability to be able to stop and allow things to flow in you and around you. Enjoy the energy that we have. If you have the necklaces, keep them clean. Go take it to a jewelry store. Have them clean it. Put it on. It's a beautiful necklace, and it'll last you forever. Now, keep your mind in clearness, in loveliness. Never in doubt, always in love. Doubt is something that we create ourselves. Love is something that God creates and gives to us. So it's something that's really beautiful. It works. It's wonderful. And go and enjoy the day. It's just so absolutely wonderful to work with you guys again and to be able to help you as much as I possibly can. And I'm really enjoying that. So I'm trying again. I'm trying to heal myself as fast as I can and try to heal you at the same time. So I'm learning a lot about energies, even more than I knew before, which is a very small amount. So I'm trying to learn as much as you guys are trying to learn. And so it's really good to do that with you, and it's wonderful to share with you, and it's wonderful being here with you. So it's really a lot of fun. Try to understand, if you can, delete yourself from understanding in terms of energy, in terms of receiving these tremendous loves. But try to understand your spouse. Try to understand your children. Try to understand who you are and love them. Love everybody. Love your wife or love your husband. Love your children. Give them as much as you possibly can. You'll receive it 100 times back. But please remember, love your family. Don't create harmony that's not harmony. Create harmony that is harmony. Allow yourself to be as bright as you can in terms of your own family. Give your mate love. Give your children love. Create the harmony that they want in their lives. And that's wonderfulness and love and compassion. And show them that. Show them that you care. Give them the love that they need and allow them to give you the love that you need. It always works that way. Anything you do will come back 100-fold to you. So please, be kind, be nice, and most of all, thank God for what you have, because without him, we're nothing. Without him, we have nothing at all. But in our lives, when we have him in our lives, we have everything. So it's really wonderful. Let's take care of Mother Earth as much as we can. We can't create trees. Only God creates trees. We seem to have a real good reason to destroy them for whatever reason, and there's no reason to do that. But I think what we need to do is when those trees are gone, It's God that makes them, not us. We need to take care of everything on this planet. We need to allow ourselves to express the expression of love to everything on this planet and to ourselves and to our children and to our wives, our lovers, our husbands, whatever the case may be. Send that love as much as you possibly can. That's enough of that. Let's talk about something else here. I've been understanding that the idea of the energies that we're receiving, and I received this from heaven, the energies are wide open. We need to allow ourselves to receive this wonderful light. There's a blue-white light that's coming through that's very, very powerful. Most people, when they get in touch with that kind of energy, and this is what I'll try to say so you'll understand. When that kind of energy goes through you, your mind might be able to feel like you're toxic, that things are happening, your mind is tripping, the things that are happening and you're seeing are severe or they're just not you. Well, they are you, and what you need to do is allow this energy to go through. What that is doing is just clearing you. It's clearing the toxic levels that are in your body to be able to receive more light. Please don't be afraid of it. Allow it to go through you. Allow it to fix it. Allow it to help you as much as you possibly can. So anyhow, I think it's almost time for me to say goodnight. It's almost 6:57, so I just want to thank you guys for listening to me. And I hope that everything goes well for you the week. I will send love and light to as many people as I can. I hope that everything goes well with you for the week. Thank you very much. Stay in tune with Dr. Valerie and Dr. Fred Bell. And please, I hope everybody is having a wonderful week. I think Hanukkah is next week. Christmas is the week after. So really enjoy it. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.